Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, I'm G Money, pimp comic, and I'm ready to do G Money Sports Report. So let's talk Major League Baseball and the Sports Report.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home team.
Yeah, what's up, DJ Papa D? How you doing,
what's
man?
Up, man?
You're a year older. So, how's your weather in Oakland these days? Are they burning up? Do they have any fires going on in the northern part of California?
Nope, all the fires are in Hawaii. We're fine. The weather's moderate up here in northern California. That it.
All right. Well, good luck with the good weather. I know it's due. They're due to have a fire in California. It's due any time now. So we'll just keep praying that the fire passes the northern part of California, actually passes California altogether. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye on that and see what's happening. All right, well, let's talk Major League Baseball. Well, what's going on in the Major League? Let's see, should we talk American League or National League first? I don't know. You pick a side, American or National.
All right, in the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top with 72 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 63 wins. Third place is the Miami Marlins, who have 60 wins. In fourth place, the New York Mets have 52 wins. And in fifth place, the Washington Nationals have 50 wins. National League Central, the Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 62 wins, followed by the Chicago Cubs with 59 wins. The Cincinnati Reds are in third place. They have 60 wins, so they have one more win than the Cubs, but they have one more loss also, which is why they're in third. The Pittsburgh Pirates are in fourth with 52 wins, and the St. Louis Cardinals are in fifth with 50 wins. In the National League West, the Dodgers are on top with 67 wins. It's like they're pulling away from the Giants, who are in second. They only have 62 wins. It looks like the Giants are pulling away from the Diamondbacks, who are in third place, and they only have 57 wins. In fourth place is the San Diego Padres with 55 wins. And in fifth place, the Colorado Rockies with 45 wins. In the American League East, the Baltimore Orioles are still on top, but only by two wins. They have 71 wins. Tampa Bay Rays are in second place with 69 wins. So they're close on their heels. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place with 65 wins. Place, it's the Boston Red Sox with 59 wins. And in fifth place, the Yankees also have 59 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 60 wins, which is, if you think about it, one more win than the fourth and fifth place teams in the American League East. In second place, it's the Cleveland Guardians with 56 wins. In third place, the Detroit Tigers with 52 wins. In fourth place, Chicago White Sox have 47 wins. And in fifth place, it's the Kansas City Royals with 37 wins. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are still on top with 68 wins. Close behind are the Houston Astros with 66 wins. In third place, the Seattle Mariners have 62 wins. In fourth place, the California Angels have 58 wins. And in fifth place, the Oakland A's have 33 wins. And that's the standing as of today for Major League Baseball.
Okay. Well, let's see. Did anybody play in any baseball games yesterday? Because we didn't talk baseball Wednesday. So did anybody play on Wednesday? Or actually?
Yeah, there were a bunch of games yesterday.
Okay. So
there are a bunch of games Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay. Let's start with Tuesday's games. Who played and who won on Tuesday?
Okay. There are a lot of games.
Okay.
Philadelphia Phillies beat the Washington Nationals 8-4. The Detroit Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins 6-0.
What?
The Miami Marlins.
Okay, the Tigers beat
Tigers.
The Twins?
Right.
Oh, the Twins were in first place, and the Tigers are in last place, and they beat the Twins? Uh-oh. Okay, upset. All right, who else?
Tigers are in, they're not in last place. They're in third place. The Marlins beat the Miami Marlins beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-2. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2. Washington Nationals beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-4. That's probably an upset. The Atlanta Braves beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-6. Houston Astros beat the Baltimore Orioles 7-6. Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 3-2. Toronto Blue Jays lost to the Cleveland Guardians, 1-0. And the Kansas City Royals beat the Boston Red Sox 9-3. That's interesting. The Yankees beat the White Sox 7-1. Yep. The Colorado Rockies beat the Milwaukee Brewers. That's an upset, 7-3. The San Francisco Giants lost to the California Angels. That's pretty much what the Giants have been doing lately. The Texas Rangers beat the Oakland A's 6-1. The Mariners beat the Padres 2-0. And the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. Those are yesterday's. Those are Tuesday's.
Tuesday's. Okay. All right. So, what happened in Wednesday's game? Let's see if anybody won a double, a two-game series.
The Marlins beat the Reds. The Miami Marlins beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-4. Colorado Rockies lost to the Milwaukee Brewers again, 7-6. Oakland A's beat the Texas Rangers 2-0. The Phillies beat the Nationals 7-0. St. Louis Cardinals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-4. The Detroit Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins again 9-5. The Houston Astros beat the Baltimore Orioles 8-2. Atlanta Braves beat the Pittsburgh Pirates again, 6-5. Toronto Blue Jays beat the Cleveland Guardians, 1-0. Boston Red Sox beat the Kansas City Royals, 4-3. Mets beat the Cubs, 4-3. Chicago White Sox beat the New York Yankees, 9-2. The Angels beat the Giants, 4-1. And the Dodgers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks again, 2-0. And last but not least, the Seattle Mariners beat the San Diego Padres 6-1.
Whoa, upset. Okay. How many games did the Angels win? They won 2 in a row going into today's games, right?
Yeah, they beat the
Giants. Two-game winning streak. Yeah, that doesn't look good for the Giants at all. Oh, they're on a losing streak. That's not good. But it's good for the Dodgers because the Giants can extend their loss record. And they can stay behind the Dodgers, a little longer. That's good. Okay. Well, that sounds good. What about the California Angels? Did they beat somebody? Didn't they win two games these last 2 days?
Yeah. The San Francisco Giants.
Oh, they beat the Giants 2 days. Oh, okay. Wow. Well, that's good for the California Angels, but it's bad for the Giants. So I want to be on the Angels side. So I'm glad the Angels won. Too bad, Giants, but you need to get a win in so you can catch up with the Dodgers. Okay, and what about the Texas Rangers? Didn't they beat, they win two games this weekend? I mean, Tuesday and Wednesday, the Texas Rangers beat, who did they beat?
The Texas Rangers played the Oakland A's. They won one game and they lost one game.
Oh, they split the series 1-1. Okay. Well, that's good for the Houston Astros, because the Houston Astros are trying to catch up with the Texas Rangers. So what did the Houston Astros do? Did they win two games this week? They won Tuesday and won Wednesday?
The Astros beat the Orioles on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, they beat the Orioles again.
Oh, okay.
The Astros beat the Orioles.
Yeah, all right. So the Astros are winning. That's good. I like to hear of the Astros playing good ball. That's good. Okay. Who else can I talk about? What's going on in did the Yankees win or they lost? Because I know the Mets.
The Yankees lost yesterday, but they won on Tuesday.
Okay, so they split the series 1-1. Okay, what about the Mets? Did the Mets win any time the last 2 days, or did they lose both games?
The Mets lost to the Cubs on Tuesday, but they beat the Cubs yesterday.
Okay, they split the series with the Cubs. All right. Well, I'm kind of rooting for the Cubs, but I'm glad to hear that the Mets won a game. So that's good. They won't be at the bottom very long. Aren't they on the bottom of the list? They're on the bottom right now. So they got to get some wins to move up off the bottom of the league. And let me see. Who else? Who else can I think about needed some wins? What about the St. Louis Cardinals? Did they win anything this last 2 days, or did they lose two games?
The Cardinals beat the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday. And they lost to the Tampa Bay Rays on Tuesday.
Okay. They split the series. But Tampa Bay Devil Rays, what position are they in? Are they one or two in their division?
They're in second place in the American League East.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Devil Rays.
They
winning.
In terms of the Tampa Bay Rays, are like the third best team in Major League Baseball right now.
They're the third best team in what?
In Major League Baseball. If you're going by their record, they're the third best team. Baltimore,
the third best team.
Atlanta Braves are on top, followed by the Baltimore Orioles, and then it's the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, okay. Well, Tampa Bay got to keep winning so they can sense your position in the playoffs when they start playing the playoffs. Okay. So I'll have to keep my eye on the Devil Rays. Tampa Bay. Okay, what about – Who else would I be thinking about?
And the Tampa Bay Rays are they're in second place behind the Baltimore Orioles, who just lost two games, I think. Two games in a row. No. Yeah, they lost to the Astros. Oh, and then they beat they just lost two games to the Astros. So what that means is the Tampa Bay Rays could quite possibly catch up to the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, really?
If the Orioles don't,
Baltimore
the Orioles don't win.
Yeah. The Baltimore Orioles are in first place in their division. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in second place. Okay. All right. Tampa Bay can come ahead and they can beat Baltimore. Baltimore has good pitching, though. They shouldn't be losing too many games. They got some Cy Young winner pitchers for Baltimore. Baltimore Orioles should have a good team. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you why they're the second best team in the Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah, that's why. They got good pitching. And their players played good in the All-Star game. They had two or three players that played in the All-Star game. And they played well. All right. Well, it sounds good. Sounds like baseball is heating up. And they're playing well as they get into the month of, well, we're in the month of August, and the next month will be the month of September, and then after that it'll be October, and that will be the month of what do they say about October? Well, that'll be right before the playoffs start in October, so. All the teams are making a run for the border right now so they can be in good position for October playoffs. Well, all right. That sounds good. Anything, anybody else I want to see what's going on in their baseball division? Nope. I can't think of anybody else that I'm thinking needs to win some games to move up into the standing. All the teams that I want to win are already playing in the top three positions. So that's good. Okay. Well, I guess that's it for Major League Baseball. The teams are playing their hearts out right now. They're getting their pitching together, and they're scoring some runs. So it's a good baseball season that's playing, and it's entertaining the fans. That's a good season. All right. Well, let's talk WNBA basketball. Let's see what the girls in Las Vegas is doing.
All right, the Las Vegas Aces are on in first place with 25 wins, followed by the New York Liberty, second place with 22 wins. Third place, Connecticut Sun has 21 wins. And fourth place, the Atlanta Dream, team wins, 13 losses. In fifth place, the Dallas Wings have 15 wins with 14 losses. In sixth place, the Minnesota Lynx have 14 wins and 15 losses. In seventh place, the Washington Mystics have 13 wins and 15 losses. In eighth place, the Chicago Sky has 12 wins. In ninth place, the LA Sparks have 11 wins. In 10th place, the Phoenix Mercury have 8 wins. And in 11th and 12th place, 11th place is Seattle Storm. Oh, they moved up one. They have 7 wins. And in last place, the Indiana Fever has moved down to last place. They have 7 wins also. That's the standings for the WNBA.
Okay. Well, the Las Vegas Aces played the New York Liberty. Is that the New York team? New York Liberty? They played yesterday.
Yep.
And they beat the Aces. Didn't they win?
So
they beat the Aces. I think the Aces lost that game.
So the Aces didn't play yesterday. Nobody played yesterday. So on Tuesday, the Aces, Las Vegas Aces, beat the Dallas Wings 104-84, and did the New York Liberty play? The New York Liberty did not play on Tuesday. So maybe you're talking about on Monday, the New York Liberty beat the Las Vegas Aces. Maybe that's what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard in the news that the Aces lost. And I was like, oh, come on now. You guys can't start losing. All right. So they lost to the New York Liberty. But they're still like 2 games ahead of the New York Liberty in the standings, right?
They have a three game lead over the New York Liberty in the standings.
Okay. So they didn't give up any position to the New York Liberty, but they got to watch it because New York Liberty doesn't lose too many games. They're a good basketball team. They're winning, and they're playing really good. So, all right. Who else played that might have been a little exciting? The Connecticut team, did they play this past 2 days, either Tuesday, Wednesday, or are they playing tonight?
Who did you ask me about?
The Connecticut team. It should be in third place.
Connecticut Sun. Yeah, they beat the Seattle Storm on Tuesday, and they play again tonight. They play the Phoenix Mercury, who is, you know, in 11th place.
Okay, so the Connecticut team should get another win tonight. Well, that sounds good. Okay, what about the Los Angeles Stars?
The Sparks?
Stars.
The Sparks?
The Sparks.
The
Sparks.
The Sparks. Yeah, they beat the Indiana Fever on Tuesday, but Indiana Fever is in last place. And then they play again. They don't play again until Saturday. They play the Atlanta Dream in L.A.
Oh, okay. So they won a game. So did they move up in the standings? Because they were like in 10th place. And now I think I heard you say they're in, like, the 8th place. they moved up to eighth place?
They're in ninth place. They're steadily moving down.
They're falling down. I thought they were winning, and they were moving up. Okay. Because they were, like, in fifth place, and then they just went on a decline. They started losing a lot of games, but I thought they had started winning, and they were moving up in the standings. But I guess they're just winning, like here and there. They win a game, then they lose a game. And they win a game, and they lose two games. They can't get it together. They got, I don't know what their coaching staff is doing over there. But, oh well, we'll see what happens when they get into the playoffs to see if they can qualify for the playoffs. All right. And who else do I want to check on in the basketball? Let's see. Who else in basketball is trying to do something? We checked on New York. We checked on Connecticut. We checked on L.A. I don't know the names of any of the other teams. I don't know if any of the other teams are even playing well. Everybody's either winning or losing. I can't keep up with the team. What's the team in fifth place? Let me just ask that. Who's in fifth place?
The Dallas Wings.
The Dallas Wings. Did they win the other day or did they lose?
The other day?
Well, the last time they played, did they win or did they lose?
They lost both times, the last two times.
Oh, man, that's not good for Dallas. Okay. Well, who's under Dallas? Let me see. Did they win or lose the last couple of days?
The Minnesota Lynx.
The Minnesota Lynx? Okay.
But
they win or lose the last couple of days?
They lost. No, I'm sorry, they won. They beat
both?
The Chicago Sky.
Okay.
They beat the Chicago
All
Sky
right.
on Tuesday.
Okay, what did they do on Wednesday? They play Wednesday night?
No. They played Tuesday
win,
and before Tuesday their game was the Friday before that. These teams play it like one game every 3 or 4 days, Gray.
Oh.
They're not like the NBA or like, you know, they're not playing a whole bunch of games.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess they have
a
scattered season.
They play a game and they get the week off.
Okay. All right. Well, then we don't need to go through all the teams to get to the bottom to see who's been winning or who's actually winning the game, the last game they played. So that'll be it for G Money Sports Report and basketball with the WNBA. So we need to take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
On the time, Brooklyn walked the scene in the project that they call for a dream. They live the young man, send the fellas his name. To make it interesting, it's me, Dana Dane. I live in a house with my crew stepdad and two stepbrothers who treated me bad. I cook, I clean, I scrub the floors, and I was like an errand boy running to the stores. My brothers, they used to boast and brag, we've got fresh gear and you've got rags. Even worse than that, to make me feel low, they gave me a straw hat while they had kangos. Girls used to say, Dane, you're so cute, but you get no rap with them polyester suits. Well, one day up the avenue, there was a man surrounded by the four green crew. He said,
hear ye, come one, come all. The princess is having a royal ball. If you can rap, also dress fresh, you might win a date with the sweet princess.
Well, I ran home when I heard the news flash. I bust through the door, straight to my stepdad. I said, stepdad, may I? And before I could finish,
hell no,
he replied. My brothers began when they were geared down. Even Pops was gaming for a piece of the crown. They flaunted, they haunted, they knew what I wanted. We can and you can is what they taunted. They all stood there, laughing in my face. And as they walked out, they said,
clean up this place.
They're all trying to diss, I'd get them back if I had one wish. Before I could make my thought a phrase, there appeared a man from a puff of haze. He said,
what's up, Dane? My name is Herb. I'm your fairy godfather. You know it's word. Now, I came here with the main purpose of granting you your fondest wish.
I said, Herb, my man, just make me fresh. You know, I'm sure that I can handle all the rest. With a snap of his fingers, Bob began to shoot. And I was huffing on my body a slick silk suit. On my feet, there was Argyle socks and a fresh pair of ballet from the ballet shop. I showed him my hat, and don't you know, with a snap, the hat became a tango. Once again, his hand began to flow. Then he changed my skateboard into a Volvo. He checked me over, passed me the keys, and said,
one more thing before you leave. You must return before the stroke of 12, or you turn back into your old self.
The people were hyped. The princess was staring in disbelief. Reflected from my eyes were my goatee. She waved her hands like, hello, hi. Then gave another gesture like, come here, guy. I left the stage. Girls came in flocks. Fists were swaying from the hard rock. I heard a sound, not a tick nor talk. Gong first bell before 12 o'clock. No time to waste. I broke out in haste. The princess followed in a futile chase. A quick steady pace is what I kept. Lost one of my valleys on one of those steps. For the very road, I continued my stride. About this time, I heard gong 5. I was down the block when I heard gong 8. And the princess screamed out, wait, 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 wait. My Kango and Clout, my fresh Volvo all set went too. And there was no denying that my night was through.
The one ballet shoe, the freshest thing I sported. Jumped on my board for home, I skateboarded. Made it to my partner, time it all. Went to my room, or better yet, the four walls. Hit the shoe away, still feeling pleased. Then jumped in my cot, dig at some Z's. Early the next morning, when I awoke, I threw on me old slippers and me old house coat. Fit into the front, my family stared at me, saying, wasn't that you? No, it couldn't be. They kept asking me as I did my chores. My butt was saved by a knock on the door. Who is it? That's what my brothers barked. The princess, the sweet voice remarked. She said she was looking for a certain man who could bring her this shoe like the one in her hand. The family ran around with their heads in the air, bringing her shoes from everywhere. She just shook her head in utter relief, saying, no, that's not the one that I'm looking for, chief. I ran in the room and got my shoe and said, is this the one you're referring to? Well, she said, yes, and you're so cute, but where's your Kangol and slick silk suit? I put on the shoes that gave a flash of light, and I was stuffing the gear from just last night. Looked out the window, saw the Volvo, said to my family, I've got to go. We drove up the avenue, the princess and I, and in back of me, I heard my family cry.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling us. He said, no, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice. And I said, Ice. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
And he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked. And I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked. And they said, the ones with the in their name are not women.
It's a gender.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out.
It's a gender.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a gender.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them and they're nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might get popped. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show, because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show. It's the second to the last day of the week, and we have an interesting show lined up for you so far. And I want to welcome everybody to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a few jokes I want to share with you. There was a boy that went to the pet store, and he saw the salesman in the pet store, and he asked him if he had a shark that he had for sale. And the salesman said, "Why do you want to buy a shark?" And he said, "Well, I want to put it in my fish tank to teach my cat a lesson, because he's messing with my fish." Woo! Why did the mushroom have so much fun at the party? Because he was a fungi. Does a worm have so much? Why does the worm, the snake, no, let me start that again. Why does the snake, why is the snake such a smart animal? You don't know why? Because they can't pull his leg. Woo! Did you hear about the man that got arrested at the zoo? He was feeding the pigeon. And somebody asked me, why would he get arrested for feeding the pigeon? I said, because he was feeding the pigeons to the lions. Woo! There were three sisters. The oldest sister drew a bath water, and she stuck her leg in the bathtub, but she couldn't remember if she was getting in or getting out. So she called her other sister to help her. And she said, "Sister, sister, I need your help." And the other sister was coming up the stairs, but she couldn't remember if she was going up or going down the stairs. So she called her baby sister, who was in the kitchen eating breakfast. And they said, "Sister, sister, sister, we need your help." And she's like, "I'm so happy that I haven't lost my memory like my sisters have. They can't remember anything, but I'm glad that I haven't lost my memory, knock on wood." And the sister said, "Sister, sister, we need your help." And she says, "Okay, I'm coming. Just let me answer the door first." Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, let's take a commercial break to play a song. I want to play the Mustang Lowriding song for my listening audience. So sit back and listen to this song about my 65 Mustang. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
There were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she said, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Ken? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun? I had a Mustang, the Mustang, the Mustang, the Mustang. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of health. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was shocked. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
Now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street.
G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of short jokes I want to share with you. But before that, I think I want to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, can you play the story now that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll get back for more of the show in a minute. I was the altar boy, and I used to serve mass with the priest. Every Sunday, I would get to school. school or go to the church, and I would serve mass. I would serve the service in the Catholic Church with the priest every Sunday. And then during the week, I would serve 6 o'clock mass during the week. And then I would go to school at 8 o'clock. So I would be up early in the morning serving those church services. And not only did I serve mass in the church, I served weddings and I served funerals. Yeah, that's right. A lot of people were dying in the church community, and they were holding services in the church, and they needed altar boys to come and serve the service, the funeral service, with the priest. And I got picked to serve the funerals, not all of them, but enough of the funerals to keep me busy and to keep me out of trouble. So everything that I was doing at the school, I also was an altar boy. So I was serving all of the services in the church. And one of the churches, one of the services that I served was a funeral of one of my buddies in my class. His grandmother died, and they had the funeral at my church. And everybody came to the funeral, all of his relatives and everything. And he was an altar boy with me. So he served the funeral service with me and the priest. And they had an open casket. So we got to watch. We had to sit around and hold candles and stand by the open casket while everybody walked up and gave their best wishes and their farewell condolences to his grandmother while she was laying in the casket dead. And I was like, wow, this is kind of scary because this is a funeral of a dead person. So I was really like, why am I here? How did I get picked for this job? But it was something to do. And all of the altar boys got credit for serving funerals and weddings and mass. So I was getting credit for it, and it was improving my credibility with the priest at the church. So I was always getting picked to serve all of the services. But when I served Eugene's aunt, his grandmother's service, I was like really scared. Because I was like 6, 7 years old, and while we were serving the service, the lights went out in the church, and all we had was the candles that were lit around the altar, but we had to go down to the basement of the church and flip the switches to turn the electricity back on in the church. And so I had to hold the candle and walk down the stairs, like 20 steps, down to the bottom of the cellar in the church, in the basement. And I was scared because it was dark, and it was really dark. And I went down there, and we got to the bottom of the stairs, and there were 2 caskets in the bottom of the church. And I was, like, really shocked.
when I saw the caskets. And they were old caskets. They weren't new caskets. They were old caskets that had been sitting down at the bottom of the church for years. And I didn't ever know that they were down there because I was always upstairs when I was serving the services, the church services. I was always upstairs. So this was the first time I got to go down to the basement of the church. And the church is like, I don't know, 70 years old? I mean, that church was old. I mean, real old. If you looked at the inside of the church, you could see it had old stained glass painting and old pictures on the walls. Oh, man, it was an old church, and everything was old, except the altar was kind of new because they had renovated the front part of the church where the church services were, so they had changed the design of the church. But everything else in the church was old. I mean, real old. And we went down to the bottom of the church, and the priest had to find the electric box to turn the electricity on so we could finish the funeral service. And it was difficult for me to stay down there and not be scared to death. I was shaking, and I was nervous, and I was like telling the priest, hurry up, Father. Come on, Father. Let's hurry up and finish this so we can get back upstairs because it's dark down here. And if my candle would have went out, I would have had a fit. It would have been too much for them to control me because I would have broke. I would have took off running up to the top of the stairs back into the church if that candle had gone out because it was me and Eugene and both of us had candles and the priest walked behind us while we walked to the bottom of the steps. And he found the electric box, and he flipped the switches, and we couldn't tell from down in the basement if the switches had worked. So he flipped the switches, and he told us, okay, I think we can go upstairs now. So when he said we could go upstairs, I took off running. I wasn't walking. I wasn't waiting for everybody else to come up the stairs. I was running. I mean, I was running up those stairs like I wasn't going to be the last one down there. And I got up to the top of the stairs, and I held my candle so that the priest and Eugene could come up the stairs, even though Eugene had his candle, but I wasn't trying to, like, be without any lights. But when we got to the top, the lights had come back on in the church, and so it was a good place to be. And we walked and finished the blessing of the casket, and the priest blessed the body. And everybody got to walk up and say their condolences to the body, and they walked off. And that was the end of the day for that service. And I survived, and I never went down there again because it was no place for a kid to be. But I left.
hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing, and I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot it's okay because I'm in my car, but the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets, and I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
Say about the microphone, life back in the day, I come to party, didn't come to play, can't stop me now, 6-5 all day, yeah, I'm G-Money, number one on the mic, got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like, got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoes, step master of the blue, 5 blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G-Money, used to live in a park, getting high with the homies, in a park after dark, just a camp in a lot, in the desert popping this, then it grew so big, it became a tropolis. Yeah, I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot, got all my homies, smoking on my pot, got all my ladies, singing ready or not, got all my bars, sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G-Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm moving down the city. I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair, cause I hang with the homies, and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block, French braiding my hair. I go to the park, I swing on the swing, like a gangster on a run, I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G-Money, I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with an old school flow. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say I rock the microphone like back in the day. I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. Yeah, I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoe. Step master of the blue, 5 blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with the homies in the park after dark. Just a camp and a lot in the desert popping this, and it grew so big it became a metropolis. Yeah, I'm G-Money and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all my homies smoking all my pot. Got all my ladies singing ready or not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, lady loving my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm moving down the city, I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I hang with the homies and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block, French braid in my hair. Go to the park, I swing on a swing like a gangster on a run, I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G-Money and the world needs to know I'm a straight OG with an old school flow. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say I rock the microphone like back in the day. I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. Yeah, I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoe. Step master of the blue, 5 blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with the homies in the park after dark. Just a camp and a lot in the desert popping this, and it grew so big it became metropolis. Yeah, I'm G-Money and I'm blowing up the spot. I got all my homies smoking all my pot. Got all my ladies singing ready or not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, lady loving my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm moving down the city, I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. there. I hang with the homies and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me savoir faire. All the girls on the block, French braiding my hair. Go to the park, I swing on a swing like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G Money and the world needs to know I'm a straight OG with an old school flow.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all day, because it's Thursday and we got to shut it down. But before we go, I need to talk to DJ for a minute. DJ Papa D, come on the chat line so I can holler at you real quick.
Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- G-G-G-G-G-G-Money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. G-G-G-G-G-Money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- You gotta love it. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. G, money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy crazy. Like I said, you gotta love it. 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 G, money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy crazy. Like I said, that's G, money. G, money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Like I said, I'm gonna do it. Since the day I was born. G, money. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. G, money.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I said, G-money. G-money. Like I said, G-money. Like I said, G-money. Like I said, G-money.
Everybody's got a little light under the sun, under the sun, under the sun, under the sun.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? Well, now it's time for us to end the show. So hopefully you had a good radio show for Thursday, and we'll be back tomorrow for our Friday radio show. But before we end the show, we need to recognize all of my fans and my friends and the followers of the radio show. We need to recognize their birthdays. So, DJ, can we get a list of all of the birthdays we're recognizing today? On the 10th of August, 2023.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, August 10th, 2023. Happy birthday to Michael E. Rivers. Happy birthday to Jeffrey Romo. Happy birthday to Trisha Ross. Happy birthday to Olisa Ashford. Happy birthday, DJ Smith. Happy birthday to R.J. Melvin. Happy birthday to Tunde Remy. Happy birthday to Michelle Malone. Happy birthday, Jizzle Walker. Happy birthday to Tana Yen. Happy birthday to Reem Chiz. Happy birthday to Isoya Cole Wilson. And last but not least, happy birthday to Dajmina Gordon. That's it. So we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, August 10th, 2023.
Well, all right. Everybody, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, August 10th, 2023. And I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday. And I have a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. And may God bless you on your birthday, and may you have a gathering of your loved ones around your table so that you have dinner with your family and your friends, and may they celebrate your birthday with the love and kindness that you get from your friends and your family. And without further ado, I want to say I'll see you tomorrow on Friday's radio show, and I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil.
I had a Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang.
I'm G Money, and I'm here to say, I brought the microphone, life back in the day, I come to party, didn't come to play, can't stop me now, 6-5 all day, yeah, I'm G Money, number one on the mic, got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like, got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoes, Stepmaster of the Blue, by Blue Stepping Crew. Yeah, I'm G Money. Used to live in a park, getting high with the homies, in a park after dark, just to camp in a lot, in the desert popping this. Then it grew so big, it became a tropolis. Yeah, I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all my homies smoking on my pot. Got all my ladies singing ready or not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm moving down the city. I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone. You don't need no dial. I'm G Money. It's a family affair. 'Cause I hang with the homies. And we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly. They call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block. French braiding my hair. I go to the park. I swing on the swing. Like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G Money. I want the world to know. I'm a straight OG. With an old school flow. I'm G Money and I'm here to say, I rock the microphone like back in the day. I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. Yeah, I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoe. Step master of the blue five, blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G Money, used to live in the park. Getting high with the homies in the park. After dark, just a camp and a lot in the desert. Popping this and it grew so big it became metropolis. Yeah, I'm G Money and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all my homies smoking all my pot. Got all my ladies singing ready or not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and a roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G Money, lady love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm moving down the city, I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G Money, it's a family affair. I hang with the homies and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block, French braid in my hair. Go to the park, I swing on a swing like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king. Yeah, I'm G Money and the world needs to know I'm a straight OG with an old school flow. I'm G Money and I'm here to say, I rock the microphone like back in the day. I come to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. Yeah, I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, yeah, the ones you like. Got my name on my hat, got my name on my shoe. Step master of the blue, five blue stepping crew. Yeah, I'm G Money, used to live in the park. Getting high with the homies in the park. After dark, just a camp and a lot in the desert. Popping this and it grew so big it became metropolis. Yeah, I'm G Money and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all my homies smoking on my pot. Got all my ladies singing ready or not. Got all my bars sounding nasty and hot. I'm hot like a wildfire burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. Got all my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny just like a black seal. I'm G Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm moving down the city, I'm running for a mile. Call me on the phone, you don't need no dial. I'm G Money, it's a family affair. I hang with the homies and we go everywhere. I'm so damn fly, they call me Savoir Faire. All the girls on the block, French braid in my hair. Go to the park, I swing on a swing like a gangster on a run. I'm like a street king, yeah, I'm G Money and the world needs to know I'm a straight OG with an old school flow.
Weed and it was good. Loud.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.